Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the best day ever.
There we go. 20 years ago, SpongeBob SquarePants launches. They're celebrating it at Mall of America. And I'm joined by the voice of SpongeBob. Tom Kenny joins me this morning on WCCO. Tom, good morning. Thanks so much for the visit, and I'm glad you're having a chance to make your way to the Twin Cities.
Well, good morning, John. Or should I say, good morning, John. both of us are here.
Okay, we'll just go.
That sponge rents space in my head for the last two decades.
I suppose so. Hey, which came first? I got to ask you this. Were you doing the voice first or the animation? I mean, how did you match this all up?
Well, I knew Steven Hillenburg from an earlier cartoon that we had both worked on, a Nickelodeon cartoon called Rocko's Modern Life, and we met on that show, but it was not his show. You know, it was a guy named Joe Murray created the show, and we were working for him, and Steve and I just clicked, and when Steve created his own show, SpongeBob, he remembered a really obscure voice that I had done in a crowd scene, you know, where you just, you know, they get all the actors, they go, oh, this is just a bunch of people come running up, there's 20 people, and we just need somebody to go, rah, 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 rah. So I did, you know, so I did this little guy that was way buried in the background of the scene. And Steve just remembered that voice. It made everybody laugh, but it was really not front and center, you know, audio-wise. And Steve said, man, I'm thinking for this little sponge, you know, remember that voice you did in the crowd scene on Rocko's Modern Life? And I was like, kinda, not really. And he actually played it for me and said, this guy. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, got it. Kind of like a Munchkin, you know, Munchkin meets Pee Wee Herman or something. And he said, yeah. And, Steve didn't forget anything, man. Talk about using all parts of the buffalo.
Has the character evolved? I mean, I don't know how it can, but has SpongeBob evolved over the time? Do you work with the collaborators? I mean, do you collaborate with the writers, the animators, to be able
We all work together, John. You know, it's a family for sure. I mean, the show's been on for 20 years. That's definitely the longest that I've ever held a job. And it's, you know, you really get close with these people and you really get used to working with them, especially the cast. I'm the voice director on the show, and all of the cast records in the same room at the same time together. And we ad lib, and we, you know, the Vince Waller and Mark Ceccarelli that run the show now that Steve passed away are always in the room with us. So, yeah, there's always like a free flow of ideas. But in terms of SpongeBob changing, it's funny. All the characters are basically the same as they were in that first 7-minute pilot episode that we recorded in 1997. But we've taken them to other places because there've been so many stories. So obviously they have to grow and change a little bit, but really at their core, SpongeBob is the naive, energetic guy. You know, Patrick is the stupid friend. Squidward is the cranky neighbor. Mr. Krabs is the greedy boss. Sandy is the butt-kicking girl squirrel that's, you know, a fish out of water. And Plankton is the megalomaniac that wants to take over the world, even though he's almost microscopic. So really, Steve had it all in his brain and really all on a piece of paper. I mean, way back in 1997, he showed me his pitch for SpongeBob and said, I'm thinking about going into Nickelodeon and trying to sell this craziness as a show. You know, what do you think? You know, do you think this has any kind of a shot at all? And he had it all there on paper. Like everything you see on the screen 20 years later was in that binder that Steve had. So he was, Steven Hillenburg was an amazing person, you know? And so, so, yeah, I'd say the characters have kind of grown and changed a little bit. Even their voices have changed a little bit. But it's still basically the blueprint and map that Steve gave us 20
years ago.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're going to be celebrating at Mall of America.
We're going to be there. Yeah, I'm flying in today, actually. I'm still in Los Angeles now, but I'm flying in this morning, afternoon, and we're going to have some fun. We always have a great time at Mall of America. Carolyn Lawrence, that voices Sandy Cheeks, is going to be there as well.
Yep.
And we always look forward to saying hi to fans. We love meeting fans young and old. It's one of the great pleasures of the job for us.
Well, enjoy your visit very, very much. It's been a pleasure having a chance to chat with you, and thanks for sharing a little of SpongeBob with us on the radio as well.
John, thanks for letting me come in and yak at you.
Okay. Have a good visit.
You have a good one, too. See you at Mall of America, everyone. Come and say hi to us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.